I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. It's the only podcast.
I'm joined by my little mate from a few grades below, emphysema.
Gee, that was a genuine... I choked on a little bit of water there. That was a how about that? That's what happens when I don't drink beer.
When you drink something that you're not used to, mate, sometimes there's an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's very funny because I'm an alcoholic.
Orange wee. Big orange wees. Doesn't drink water. Big orange wees.
I reckon I drink three times the amount of water you do.
I'm a big water boy.
You I haven't seen you even have a fucking... Where was your water bottle in the car? Did you bring one?
No. We're in a meeting.
Because you don't... Yeah. Did you see...
I can't drink water in front of a client.
From
you can't
when
let them know
I,
that you're a person.
From when I picked you up to when we got back here, 2 hour round trip, I'd done a whole litre of water and I was still thirsty, motherfucker. Yeah. You don't even come...
Of course you're still thirsty. You haven't drank water much.
No, I drink so
but
much water.
Because I've had so much water before I got to see you. No. I wake up... Every hour on the hour during the night for a litre.
You've never woken up anything earlier than 10 a.m.
I have 12 litres of water
for every hour of sleep that you have.
Yeah. This can I say, listeners, this is a recurring argument that Jake and I have about my sleeping.
No
right?
argument. It's not an argument.
Because he thinks I sleep too much. Mm-hmm. But I've never had any incident with my sleeping that has had any adverse reaction on my life.
Right.
Such as some people who have big sleep-ins and make mistakes.
Is this...
Yes, it's you. So, what you do is you fall asleep in Airbnbs that have one key and have your mate with diabetes away from his medication and sleeping in the foyer of a hotel.
Yeah, but I don't care about you.
You
so
do.
That's why I didn't wake up.
No, you do care.
I don't.
You do so
if
much.
If I truly did...
You have a single tear rolling down your eye when you thought that you might have lost your mate.
I'm looking at you. I know where you are. You're in the lobby. You'll be fine. Come down and put a jelly bean in your mouth in the morning. I don't give a fuck. You'll keep, cunt. It's fine. Oh, yes. Well, you do sleep too much, so.
I don't think I sleep too much.
Hey, it's fine. Every morning, I wake up, I do my Wordle, I send it to comedian Emma Zammett, call her dumb, and then I walk to the gym, yep. Right? And I look and I go check the last active of Peter James. I go, 9 hours, and it's 7 a.m. now. Oh, he's had a big,
Oh, I definitely wouldn't have had a 9 hour if it's 7 a.m.
No, but it's never.
Because it's festival time.
Never active
if I'm
now.
If I'm getting up at, let's say 9 to 10 during festival season, usually
but
it's
you're
a
not
two-
in festival season now, are you?
Yeah, but is this active as of this morning?
Yeah. I'm not talking about during festivals. No. See, I will wake up at maybe an 8 or even a leisurely 9 during festival season. But in the day-to-day, normal time, you know, civilian months, right?
I wake up at 8 o'clock every day.
8 o'clock.
Take Annie to work.
You wake up at 8?
I wake up at 8.
That's weird. Normally getting back from my first errand of the day, fed and watered. From the gym at around 8, sometimes a little bit earlier. But that's good to know.
Well, congratulations.
It's
a funny brag.
To get a leg up just on everyone, just by waking up a little bit earlier, just full of vigor and vim. I mean, driven, of course, by the idea of, not even the idea, the truth of being better than everyone. I wake up in the morning and go, ah! I scream myself awake. obviously, because I had a dream the other night where I was in prison for 7 months and I lived.
You were telling me this last night that you had the longest dream of all time, that you lived every day of a 7 month sentence.
For listeners, I don't know if we've covered this. We must have. I've got bad nightmares, night terrors, very vivid, pretty much every night.
Funny.
The other night, I lived 7 months in my dream, and then I woke up in the morning confused.
But what you told me as well on the drive home last night is that the sentence was 5.2 years.
Yeah, 5.2, yeah.
But it's like...
We got metric years.
But it's just so funny to me, like...
1,000 days in a year.
Oh, Jacob, you've done an awful thing here.
Not that awful.
Duck, 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 duck. 5.2 years for you?
Yeah. I can't remember what happened, but it was absolutely awful. And then I realized...
I reckon a knife crime.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a killing for 5.2 years, but it's a slashing. You've done a slashing.
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. I mean, that bit wasn't vivid, but I do remember that. Oh, a grueling 7 months. And I wasn't the biggest boy in the jail.
Oh, no.
There are a lot of other bigger boys, and I didn't have the inkling to join a gang. Anyways, but look, that's by the by. See, even I'm being more productive even during my sleep. Look at that. I lived 7 months overnight. You can't even get up at fucking 7 a.m., cunt. Anyways, listers, one word from me, wakey wakey. All right, it's Jakey. All right, here we go. Hello. Now, let's have a look. Let's talk about this magazine, Peter.
Yes,
I'm
please.
Full of vigor and vim again.
Well, what? So this, again, listeners, just to remind you, we're into a new magazine.
Correct.
Which means we've got the world is our oyster. There are so many things that
the world is our clam, naturally.
But we've got so many options. So Jake's having a little flick through right now.
Now, the first one, we've got Yahoo Get Serious, and it looks like it's about cars. After Frankie's episode with an awful article that was...
never trust a car again.
No, we're not doing that. We're not even
as well,
the cars.
I think the Kel one had a bit of car action in it and we were going, oh, this is fucking so... Anything with a car on it, we're just not going to read, I think.
Yeah, I think that's...
Executive decision.
Yeah. Now, we do have a colour furry affairs one from Darren Hamster here.
Oh, we have not done a Darren Hamster for a while.
I just... Yeah, we're doing this
Yeah,
one.
Darren Hamster's back.
All right, let's do it. Now, this one, I'm just going to pop a light on so I can just continue reading. And how about that, listeners? I've got a mic cord long enough to walk all
so far
the way
away.
Over. There we go. And I'm back. And that's just the magic of podcasts. Now, this one, Peter, I'll have you know. You're awake? Yep. So I'll have you know that it is. Yeah, okay. I'll have you know here. This one is called Jet Set Pets. It just ain't natural.
Hang on. Sorry, I've just gotten a text. Oh, it's from ABC Radio. Hey, Pete. We can't get on to Jake. I know he's supposed to do that radio interview promoting that fundraiser for his mate with cancer, but he seems to have slept in. Can you do it? Yeah, no worries.
Why are you reading back that text that was sent to you from 6 months ago?
And why am I reading it just on the palm of my hand?
It's like you memorized it.
Yeah, no worries. I'm up anyway, so I'll do it.
Oh, you were up already?
I was up already.
Well, I think from
waiting to listen to the interview.
Yeah, had I had a big night before? Something
like that? Had you had a big night before? That's like saying, was there a night? Did the night happen? Was there a moon?
Did the sun set?
Did the sun set and was I alive? Yeah, I had a big one.
God, I love a drink, hey.
You do, but yeah. That's okay. We all have our vices and some of us have several.
Okay, here it says Jet Set Pets. It just ain't natural, Peter. Mm-hmm. Now it says here, okay, just before we start, I can already tell this is going to be fucking sick. So we've got here the top. The top.
Wait on a second. What's that picture with the dumbbells?
Oh, hold on. We'll get to him. At the top here, we've got a dog getting out of a limousine.
Yeah.
Having the door open for it. We've got a shit. We've got a frog that's doing weights. It's not doing weights. It's been obviously fucking super glued to a tiny weight set. It's got little weightlifting shorts on it. And it's obvious. Look at the way its legs are. It's either that's taxidermy. It'd have to be. That's a dead frog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad. Or it's an alive one that's being tortured and taken photos of, which is not funny at all. And then this one's just a big horse is in the back of a like a convertible Cadillac with two Americans. I assume Americans because they've got big cowboy hats on.
Yeah,
and this last one,
all Americans.
This last one is just a bloke who looks like a young Patton Oswalt if he got hit in the face with a spanner.
Great, cool.
And he has a iguana lounging in a hammock.
Now, I'll read the caption to this and then we'll start reading out the main article. Yep. It says, doggies in limos, froggies with barbells, horses in caddies, and a lizard in a hammock. Aren't you glad the Yanks are on our side?
Mm.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. Now, do you want to make a prediction about what this article is going to be about? I've got mine locked in.
I feel like I don't really, to be honest.
I reckon it will be...
They all seem to be... They're all animals doing human activities.
I reckon it will be like Yankees, like Americans with crazy pets or like obsessions with making their fucking pet monkey, bringing him everywhere. No, he has to travel with me. He's my travel companion. He's just so much better than my ex-husband. I always take him to blah, 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 blah. Like that shit. Yeah, that's what okay. I reckon it will be. It will be like this man, you know, because it's all the common theme with these articles are people who are obsessed with things. Like we had the man with his sucky little friends. He's just like, I love vacuum so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon this will be a bunch of Americans with fucked up pets or pets they do fucked up things with.
Great. Done. Let's get stuck in.
It says here, Hollywood pet owners have sunk to new heights in the silliness department.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's good.
Sunk to new heights. I like that.
Sunk to new heights in the silliness department to the tune of 20 billion smackaroonies every year. Okay. And not content with their pets acting like animals. Cashed up Seppo movie folk have been splashing out some very big bucks to entice their furry, scaly, and feathery pals too. And then it's got a list here. And all the dot points are the outline of a stag. Says they've been enticing their pets to ride in cars.
Which...
Pretty normal.
It happens pretty frequently.
Yeah, I think. How else do you transport them around?
Yep. Yeah, so that's not too crazy, but yeah, go on.
Eat at tables. That's a little bit,
yeah,
little bit weird.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
Go to the chapel and get hitched.
Pardon me?
Go to the chapel and get hitched.
Well, that's a human activity.
Yep, that's it.
Absolutely.
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
Now, okay, hold on. Go to the gym and wear clothes. Okay, awesome. Wearing clothes... I think putting clothes on an animal, while that's not right an article. But also, if they're saying go to the gym, and we've just got this picture of the frog, if that's what they think that's a gym. There's nothing gym about it. It's
one dumbbell and a green screen.
It's super glued to a paddle pop stick. That's if they think they've sent that frog to the gym. Imagine what kind of fucking nut goes, I'm going to make my frog buff.
To be fair. If someone said to me, draw what you think the gym looks like, that's pretty much what I draw, I think.
You walk into Anytime Fitness and go, nice place, where are all the frogs?
Where's the frogs and the paddle pop? Where's the paddle pop?
Where are the frogs getting really strong? I thought this is what a gym is.
You got strong frogs?
Sorry, you guys, so it's $18.99 a week, 6 month contract.
First 3 months are free.
Yeah. At what point...
will an amphibian... use this treadmill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not interested in getting ripped. I'm interested in getting ribbited. Okay?
There we go.
There he is. And we're off and racing. Now, you humans can get away with that sort of carry-on most of the time.
They're talking about us.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, except for that bit about going to the gym, eh, Boxy?
Fat prick. Asshole, stupid little fatty. Such a fat little asshole, fucking idiot, stupid, fucking cunt.
It says, but such behaviour is force 9 on the furry Richter scale of way out there.
Pardon me, I'm going to need you.
But such behaviour is force 9 on the furry Richter scale that is way out there.
Okay, keep going.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't have the time.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's a scale of way out there, yeah. And your force 9 is the highest you can go on a Richter scale. Yeah. Come on, idiot. Says, and the Hollywood dills. I love dill as an insult.
Yeah.
He's calling someone a dill or a pill. Very funny. And the Hollywood dills who own these pampered pals and spend shitloads of quids on them are way out there too. And without a return ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you carry on here. So from that bold section.
Dill doesn't really get said much anymore, does it?
No.
Because to be a dill now, it's quite a successful thing to be a dill. You know, he's been in the jungle. He's been on MasterChef. He's doing all sorts of things.
Oh, a dill rook. That's very funny.
Just having a laugh.
And that's what we're all about here at Smart Plug Monday.
Just want you to know, for those people that think this is a serious podcast and have been listening to it as sort of a manifesto.
And this is episode 50, by the way. We're half ton today.
Wow, is that really?
So if you've made it through 49 episodes and you're going, when are they going to have a bit of brevity in this situation?
You need to know that it's all been that.
It's all been a bit tongue-in-cheek, mate. All right, read out your fucking thing.
So they're out there and without a return ticket. Like Monkey Man, Ron Winters. I don't think Ron's the monkey. I think he has a monkey. Like Monkey Man, Ron Winters, whose constant companion for the last 30 years has been a female chimpanzee called...
Oh, yes.
Has been a female chimpanzee called Mr. Jiggs.
Fuck, he was ahead of his time, wasn't he? Fucking hell. Yeah, tell me about... and now tell me about them.
This is my wife, Mr. Wife. Jiggs has her own bedroom and a TV and gets to use the capitalised bathroom.
Oh, no wow. way.
An ancient Seppo word meaning dunny whenever she likes it. What's Seppo?
Seppo's American. I think it's short for separatist, as in... Yeah, he calls him a Seppo.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The two usually eat together, Ron chowing down the national dish of fried fat and grease.
Oh, fuck. Bullying Americans has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah,
and it's good to know that even in 1996, we can just openly call like a whole nation fat idiots.
Man, even in 2022, you can.
Like, it's still...
You guys are fat and dumb.
Yeah. We had a couple of... Oh, we had the American fella in the other night. He came back.
He literally came up to me. I love him. He was a fucking great dude.
He was a great dude. He came back for their final night. A couple of days later, he's like, hey, you guys don't know where the good comedy club is. Hey, do you? And then I went, oh, come back in, mate. He goes, on serious note, just sorry for anything the US has done, you know, over there. I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, he must have been so bullied in his trip to Australia that he's at the end, he's like, oh, fuck. Everyone keeps on bringing up like the oil stuff and like the war and just being bad with guns and just and Trump.
I love, because I saw him on that night. Now, this wasn't at your club.
Mm.
This was at another club, which is going to remain unnamed, but there was a possum in the club, right? In this other comedy club that's not Good Chat Comedy Club, but there's a possum that lives there. Yeah, it's not at Good Chat.
Thank God.
It's another club.
Thank goodness. Because that would be a real health code violation.
Yeah, so there's this possum that lives at a comedy club near Good Chat.
Yeah.
And there's a possum in the roof, and Daniel Connell was doing a show at this club. And the possum was running around, and the American woman pretty much ran across the stage to take photos of it and was like, what is this? And he's going, it's a possum. I can understand why that'd be exciting if you've never seen it, but it's like a rat. We hate him here. She's like, I've been saying this for the past week about everything, just going, but look at its little face. And he's like, don't put your hand out. It'll get you. And you go, but look at its little face. Like, I'll do it about anything. And he'll be like, can we take that bin out? It's starting to smell. And I'll go, but look at its little face. We can't. We can't put it out. I love that. I fucking love her.
That's very funny.
But yeah, they're a great couple. They should come back to Australia.
Absolutely. I'll drop him in. I've still got his card. He's actually quite a big deal. I was looking at him.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's a pilot.
I know.
George the pilot.
He's got a great last name. Looks like Boslinski.
Fuck, he was so sick. I love that guy.
Anyway, so
not George, but Ron chowing down on the national dish of fried fat and grease while the chimp jams bananas down her guts 300 to the dozen. This is Ron talking now. Anyone coming into my life now has to love Mr. Jiggs, Ron explained. Love me, love my monkey. It's like a single mum on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Going like, we're a package deal. If you're going to love me, you're going to love my
monkey.
No, just not the monkey. No, the child.
Sorry.
Single mum.
Sorry, I thought you were just talking about literally being on a dating app.
You're going to love my monkey. No, but it's like we're a package deal, you know? You're becoming a father.
Whenever I've been on a date and you know, if I had a lady come around to the house, I've had to do so much crazy cleaning up because obviously the things that I've acquired over the years from our labouring with dead men's houses, right? Like right up there already, there's a portrait of Jesus on the wall, and I'm not overly religious.
My partner Annie saw that the other day when we had the little birthday bash here, and said, "Why is there a Jesus on the wall?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." And she's like, "This is like my fucking. I'm like at my grandma's house."
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
And there's like heaps of weird shit everywhere. I had to fucking...
Like the certificate.
Yeah, the certificate, which has been hidden.
You can say what the certificate is.
No, I
won't.
It's
not yours. Well, you found it labouring and it's hilarious.
I don't have it. It's a certificate of doing something that you can't do anymore. Anyways. Yeah, there's heaps of stuff. But like imagine if you had a monkey and you're just waiting on the... Because like it takes a little bit through the date to kind of start showing the eccentricities, you know? I had a date here the other day, I was like, look, just don't worry about the... That's obviously a joke, the Jesus thing, you know?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I'm Catholic, but, you know, that's blah, blah, blah. Now another thing. And then she goes, what's that? Banana peel. You go, don't worry about that. We'll get to that.
Kicking the cupboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, oh that's my pet chimpanzee, love. What do you think? Love me, monkey. What are you talking about? How do you... What date? A million? Date number a million? Do you go, by the way, I got a monkey? Why? How? Do you reveal that?
Then you... Yeah, you show the monkey on date a million. And then date a million and one, you show the certificate of climbing all the road. and then all your demons are out of the club. And now it's not your certificate. It's someone else's. Anyway, so love me, love my monkey. Then there's Professor Bill Steed, who runs Croker College for Frogs.
Sorry?
By constant...
So he runs a college for frogs?
Yeah, Croker College.
What?
All right, guys. Back of the throat. Good. All right. You're a graduate.
Here's a fly.
Here's a fly.
Go sit on the lily pad. You bloody love that. They fucking love a lily pad frogs,
don't
they?
Oh, my goodness me.
Isn't that amazing?
You would think, looking at a lily pad,
yeah,
you would think you put a frog on that.
Think
that's going to the bottom.
No,
the symbiotic relationship that has been cultivated between lily pads and frogs over years is remarkable.
Their body mass versus the surface tension the lily pad generates. Mm-hmm. Right, obviously the fact they're in good shape too from the gym.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is remarkable.
They go together.
You know, apparently frogs aren't supposed to fly because their wings are like less than half the size of their body.
But it's amazing, guys.
So I just don't know how the frog can fly.
It's amazing. Neither do I.
Anyway, so by constant attention, therapy, massage, and rigorous exercise, Bill aims to raise the self-esteem.
My frog's
looking in the mirror going, fucking hell, you're so green. You green cunt. Hey,
you know, like a woman, like a middle-aged woman, like pulling a bit to her body and like slapping underneath like at the bingo wings. Is just a frog doing that? You fucking fat piece of shit.
Your body never snapped back after you had those tadpoles.
Remember when you laid 1,000 eggs?
God, you're a slut. So trying to raise the self-esteem of her much maligned amphibious pals.
How do you know when a frog's sad? I feel like I'm writing a joke. I feel like I've just started doing a kid's stand-up set. How do you know when a frog is sad? Because he doesn't sit on a lily pad. He sits on a really sad... I couldn't think of anything at the same time. You're the fucking improv king.
No, you keep going, mate.
Nah, you're a cunt.
Keep reading. Let's go back to the script, eh?
I can't believe I bombed on a fucking podcast.
Not a really sad fucking idiot.
What else are you going to have? I've already done Ribbit as a pun.
Ribbit was fantastic. Ribbit. I remember the good old days of the Ribbit joke.
That's right. You can just Reverse that. All right, so Bill aims to raise the self-esteem. Okay, sad frogs. This is a bit of a hard ass from creatures that started life as pond scum, but you got to admit the nutty professor's heart's in the right place. That's
beautiful.
Says here, patches the nag. Sorry?
What does that mean?
Patches the... Oh, we're done with the frogs now. Okay, Patches is the name. The nag, like a horse, has an easier life. He too has his own room in the house, and his owners, Rob and Herb Thompson, often...
No, those would be those two cowboys in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, do you reckon they're...
Do you reckon if they were on a mountain, their backs would be broken? Do you reckon these two sustained spinal injuries at the top of a mountain?
Yeah. Do you think that if we had to cast Jake Gyllenhaal and the dead Joker... to play him, would they say, yes, absolutely. It's just like that gay cowboy movie. anyways, whatever. Anyways, here we go. So he says, so he too has, it was his Patches the Nag, too has his own room in the house, and his owners Rob and Herb Thompson often horse around by sticking him in the family caddy and whipping him down to Macca's for a quarter pounder with extra Mick Hay. Funny. You shouldn't feed meat. That's actually quite cruel to feed beef to it.
They give him hay? Didn't he say they give him hay?
A quarter pounder with extra Mick Hay.
I reckon those two cowboys would call it Mick Hay.
Mick Hay.
Hey.
And as is their right.
As they should.
You can, you know what? You can, it's 2022. Yeah, actually, then it was 1906. That's how time works. And you can say words as silly as you like them. Now, what about the pretty, okay, or what about pretty lady, the well-dressed pig, who is neither properly dressed in the culinary sense, nor even mildly pretty? So they're just going around to different pigs here. That must be that one up.
The one wearing the little American hat and the jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a pig? I thought it was... says...
what were you going to say?
I was going to make a joke about Americans looking like shit.
Oh, okay. Because I saw the pullback and I saw he's going to say something really awful here.
No, it wasn't that awful.
It wasn't that awful at all.
I couldn't get the words out. It says, so talking about pretty lady, the well-dressed pig, who's neither properly dressed in the culinary sense nor even mildly pretty. To me, she was just another fat sow with her tits out. There it is.
There you go.
This porky babe also lives indoors and likes to ham it up by wearing mink, according to her owner, Elsa Clark. Pretty lady doesn't think she's a pig. She thinks she's a people. I can already tell you, Elsa Clark is an unbearable cunt. Imagine that. Imagine that. She doesn't think she's a pig. She thinks she's a people. No, you have like abandonment issues and you dress up a pig in mink. You fucking nut. You fucking pill. Idiot. Okay. and then they go on to say, and we all think you're a bonkers, Elsa. I'll get you finish this from Henry Schiff.
Yeah, I'd love to. Henry Schiff goes more for cold-blooded cobbers in the form of iguanas and skinks. He loves his fangy chums so much he changed his name to Henry Lizard Lover.
Shit.
But he also admitted, under harsh interrogation, that he uses them to score roots.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Harsh interrogation. I reckon it was like this. Dude, do you ever leverage these to get roots? Yeah.
Yeah. Also, what self-respecting woman or man would fucking sidle up to a bloke called Henry Lizard Lover and they go, oh, you've got a whole house full of fangs reptiles? You're normal.
He goes, I've been studying how they use their tongues. In, out, flick up. In, out, flick up. Now imagine, I'm gonna put a fly in the cat. Watch this. See what that lizard just did there to that fly? Imagine that's your little clitty.
Oh!
I'm a lizard lover. And I'd love...
Now, the next time
a
cunnilingus is in my life, I am now not going to be able to get out the idea of it's a small little fly. And I'm just a big old lizard.
Hey, come over here. I want to lay on this hot rock while I do this.
Oh! This is... Surely this podcast can't be getting enough listens to make when we inevitably get cancelled out of it worth it. You know what I mean?
That's all right. Believe it, he hissed to the pitcher. Lizards are great chick magnets. Yeah, so are trouser snakes.
Yeah!
Yeah, so are trouser snakes. Henry, although most Sheilas... Yeah, so are trouser snakes, Henry. Although most Sheila hamsters I know prefer them without scales.
Sheila hamster?
Yeah.
Is that what Darren said?
Yeah, this is Darren again. That's like they've written the whole article and go, oh, fuck, he's supposed to be a hamster. Say something hamstery at the end to remind the reader.
Squeak, 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 squeak. Sheila hamster.
Squeak, squeak, cheese, running around a wheel.
Well, that was good. Do we have any time?
That was fun.
We're only 30 minutes in, but I think we could probably call it there. Maybe if there's time for a quick... Oh, it's a more... if there's time for a quick one... Let's have a look. Just talk amongst yourselves, the listeners. yeah, maybe this one.
Oh, that seems a bit long. Maybe we should just end it there. That feels like a nut. We're having a small little time.
Okay, a small little time.
We've had a small little
time. Actually, 30 minutes is good. I think that was very funny.
It was good. That was great. What if, oh, it's always a treat to dive into Darren Hamster, isn't it?
Love Darren Hamster.
He's fantastic.
I've just looked. You know what? I will say, the Sheila in this one, the centerfold Sheila, whoa, look how much mutt's in that.
What? Jeez Louise.
That's pretty much full.
That's nearly full.
Full hot dog.
Yeah. No.
Hot dog bun.
Ah. Okay.
How about that? Anyways, very good.
Fantastic stuff.
Well, hey, listeners, thanks again for tuning in for another episode of whatever this thing is that we keep on doing.
Always fun. Always a pleasure.
Always
Jacob,
a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
I think since we last recorded, you would have been just wrapping up the Good Chat Comedy Festival.
That's
and
correct.
And I want to say congratulations, mate. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Fantastically pulled off. So many shows, so many great acts from Brisbane and interstate. And it was wonderful. And you did a great job. Nice
Thank
work.
You. Over 2,500 ticket sales.
Great stuff, mate.
Isn't that amazing?
Really
over
good.
2,500.
Really good. But yes, Good Chat Comedy Club. Be sure to come down in the week time and come and see some shows. Always great
That's
things going
the week
on there.
Time. That's what they call it. Always. Come down during the week time.
As soon as I said it, I was like,
You know, mate. If you're on a day night, finish it. Any day night, come down during the week time.
Come on down during
when
the
we come
week
down
time.
To hunky dory, wiki timey, hearty, hearty, poopy poo.
Oh, goodness, that all fell apart at the end there.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, come on down during the day evenings. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday predominantly.
Yeah.
But other shows also happening. It'll all be done by the time this comes out. But happy 5th anniversary of Good Chat Comedy Club.
Thank you very much. That
happened last night.
That's right. So anyone listening right now who might have been there, you know, and maybe
sorry about what Jake said.
Fuck! I can already tell you now. I've got to tell you what I've got planned.
Yeah,
there's a character I want to do called Kissy Monster.
I can't wait for Kissy Monster.
Kissy Monster, and I'm trying to get the costume now.
That's awesome.
Here's my idea. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna say it, and maybe if you were there, you can say whether or not this happened, but Kissy Monster is the audience can pay. Like, remember how we had that menu for Kappa's thing where they can pay for something fucked happen?
Yeah.
And one of them is they can pay for Kissy Monster.
Great.
He's $10 and it comes out during the middle of the set. I just put on the Kissy Monster theme, which will be like a bit of Henry Mancini weird do 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 do. And then I come out in the costume and I'm the Kissy Monster. And I'm just going, and I have to go up and kiss the act on stage, just on the cheek or on the head or on the lips if they like, and they can't stop their set. They have to pretend like Kissy Monster's invisible. Everyone can see Kissy Monster except for them.
Yeah, great. What's the costume? Like a little dinosaur?
I'll probably just wear like a black Good Chat t-shirt and jeans.
No.
Yeah,
I want him to be green. And
I'll put my keys on a carabiner. I'll have like a bald head and a big beard. You know, like Kissy Monster. That's just regular Monster.
This does sound like one of those things where at the end we all go, how did we let him convince us all to just come out and like just assault us?
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, but you need a big onesie. You need a big dinosaur onesie or something.
Where do we get one?
I believe from the dinosaur onesie shop.
Oh, of course.
Well, yes, go on down to Good Chat Comedy Club. If you live in Cairns,
You can shut the fuck up, Peter, because I'll do this bit of the plugs. Laughing Heart Comedy, what a fantastic Monday night it is. If you're up there for a look at the beach or a look at the thing, the people or the casino, and it's got a crocodile in it, forget all that, because Monday night at 7 o'clock, you can come down to Laughing Heart Comedy at Three Wolves in some laneway off Sheridan Street, I think.
Abbott.
Close enough. Mm-hmm. Now, it's in Cairns, and boy, you're going to love it.
Oh, you're going to love it. And I'll also say, news as of very recently, Sunday, November 6th, I believe. Let me just double check. But we have Tom Ballard
doing
a work in progress show on Sunday, November 6th. That is correct. So if you want to go and see one of the best comedians in Australia working out some new material, be sure to jump on Laughing Heart Comedy on Facebook or Instagram. Go and get your tickets for that one. It's going to be fucking awesome. I'm going up there as well for that. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm up there a couple of weeks later.
Oh, no. Well, you're going to be up October 30-something, I think it is.
No, November 27th.
Exciting stuff.
I'm going to be
there. So, get up there. Get up,
idiot.
If you don't live in Cairns, organise a flight. Go and treat yourself.
Yeah.
Long weekend up in the far north.
It's so good.
Beautiful. Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Jacob, keep it high and tight. Pete, keep it low and loose.
Kissy monster, keep those lips pursed.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.